1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk, is proud to bring you The Rick Chamberlain Show. The Rick Chamberlain Show is brought to you by
Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. Milano's Pizza Subs and Taps, creating delicious memories since 1969. On Brown Street, near the University of Dayton campus, Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. And by Logan AC and Heat Services, the official heating and cooling partner of the UD Flyers, helping fans stay comfortable all season long.
Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen, and University of Dayton head football coach, Rick Chamberlain.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Milano's here on Brown Street. Welcome to another edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show here on the home of the Flyers, as Dayton is now 2-1 overall and 1-0 in the Pioneer Football League, opening up league play with a 63-43 win over Presbyterian on Saturday. The Flyers out on the road this Saturday at Morehead State, so a lot to cover tonight on the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are joined by two members of the Dayton football team, tight end Andrew Holderer and also defensive end Chris Pepe. And we're going to get to know some more about those guys. But before that, a wild game on Saturday. Coach Chamberlain, you beat Presbyterian 63-43 a week ago. We talked about the unorthodox strategy of Presbyterian coach Kevin Kelly and his, you know, totally skewing punting, kicking onside, wide open offensively, and wide open defensively as well. Might that have been the most unusual football game you've ever seen, much less been a part of?
I tell you, Larry, I didn't play a down, but I was exhausted at the end of the game. You were too, weren't you? It just weared on you, just constant pressure. And that's his philosophy. He's going to pressure you at all points of the game, whether it's a kickoff, whether it's a fourth down situation, two-point conversion, and then their defense, they're blitzing all over the place. So they're going to have big plays on defense. They're going to give up a big play because of not guessing right. It was, Larry, I'd never been involved in a game like that in my entire playing or coaching career.
They got on the scoreboard first, and you know, everything was going their way. You aided their cause with some costly penalties, which was, atypical for your team. One holding penalty nullified an interception. Another kept a fourth down, turned into a fourth down conversion, subsequent touchdown. They recover an onside kick. They hit, boom, a big play on you. All of a sudden, with a minute to go in the first quarter, you're down 23-0. What was the demeanor of your football team at that time?
Larry, I didn't see any panic. The guys knew that, hey, we had not executed well, as you were saying, with those penalties. We didn't make a great decision on a fourth down play. Instead of knocking it down, we intercepted it and had the ball on the two-yard line. And so that gave them great field position after we had to punt there. So the start of the game, we were not executing. Offensively, we were not executing. They had all the momentum. They had us back on our heels. We did. But, like I said, there wasn't any helter-skelter on the sideline. There wasn't a bunch of yelling or anything. Hey, it was early in the game. And we talk about momentum shifts throughout a game. When you're going against good teams, and that's what we're going to be going against in the PFL, or good football teams, momentum's going to go back and forth. So you just stay steady, you stay to your plan, and the momentum will swing your way, which it did.
And it wasn't really a back-and-forth momentum as much as it was they came at you with a tidal wave, and then you responded with an avalanche.
Correct.
And you run off, 35 unanswered points. And once you got to halftime, did you feel like, okay, we're settled down now? Now we just need to take care of business?
Yeah, I really did. I thought, especially on the offensive side, I thought we started getting into a rhythm there. We were moving the ball both on the ground and in the air. Defensively, we knew we still were going to have to stop some of their bigger plays, and we did. We had some fourth down sacks that gave us great field position, but we had to capitalize on that. It's one thing to get the ball in the 30 or the 25 and not score. That doesn't help you at all. So that's why we had to get points on the board, and we did.
Well, the Flyers have played well on both sides of the ball. Case in point, Dayton has both the offensive and the defensive player of the week in the Pioneer Football League as Jack Cook throws for three touchdowns, runs for three touchdowns. He's the offensive player of the week. And then Chris Pepe, who's with us here tonight, the defensive player of the week with seven tackles, a sack and a half, forced a fumble, knocked down a pass. So a solid performance on both sides of the ball by Dayton. Well, speaking of the aforementioned Chris Pepe, he's with us here tonight out of Avon, Ohio, a freshman. Tell us about your high school background. What brought you to the University of Dayton?
So coming from a Cleveland kid, it was a school that was very close to me, had a great education, and the brotherhood here is something that, like, I really liked that kind of continued from high school, because where I was from, like, I grew up playing with, like, all my best friends throughout high school, and it was a really cool experience, and I felt like I would get the same thing here.
And tell us about your visit, because usually the guys, when they talk about their visit, that kind of firmed it up for you.
Yeah, for sure. I came down here with Brian Stevens, an O-lineman, and he really showed me around, and I met all the guys, and they were real good guys and seemed like someplace I would really like to be.
All right, and getting a chance to get your feet wet here this season and a couple of games under your belt and your first PFL honor. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, and then Andrew Holder is the other end of the spectrum. He's a senior, and he was at the receiving end of one of those three Jack Cook touchdown passes on Saturday, and your first opportunity to be on this program, Andrew. So tell us about your high school background in Edwardsville, Illinois, and what brought you to the University of Dayton.
Well, in high school, I had a couple of big-time knee injuries, and I wasn't able to field any offers from schools or anything, and I really didn't even come to Dayton on a visit with the team. It was just somewhere that I decided to come because I knew I wanted to play once I got cleared by my doctors, and I reached out to Coach King, who was here at the time, and I said that I was still interested in joining the team. And he let me come out during spring workouts, and he said, we'll see how it goes, and we'll take it from there. And then they let me stay on the team after that and had my first fall camp, and it's just been uphill ever since.
And now you were an H-back kind of primarily, but now more of a tight end than you were before. Well, of course, there was a guy named Adam Troutman here that took an awful lot of snaps at tight end, so H-back was a great way to get on the field. So you feeling more comfortable where you are right now?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the biggest things that's helped me was having that year off. As much as it did, you know, hurt not to play, and, you know, you wish you could have, you know, guys back who are gone now, and, you know, that chance to play, you know, your true senior year with all those guys. Just having that year off to just work on my game and my technique and just really getting better at being a hand-in-the-ground guy, blocking, you know, those larger DNs, whereas a lot of times I would have been on, like, an outside backer or something like that. And then just getting more comfortable in the pass game, too, because obviously Troutman was highly involved in the pass game. He was one of our best guys down the field. So it's just that was a big time for me, I think, to really learn and become better at what I needed to do this season.
Ironically, in a week in which Dayton did not have a great game and the loss at Southern Illinois, you might have had one of your better games as a Flyer, particularly in catching the ball.
Yeah, that was actually my first game with more than one catch, so that was an exciting time for me. Didn't know I actually led the team in yards until I looked at the box score afterwards, but no, it was an exciting time. I had a lot of friends and family there because they had an offensive tackle who was actually from my class. So it was cool to see him again and, you know, some of the people that I haven't seen in a while coming out to support.
All right. Yeah. We're going to learn more about Andrew Holderer, the tight end, but also just away from football, off the field, as well as defensive end Chris Pepe. We're going to dive in more into the 63-43 win over Presbyterian. Of course, we'll look ahead. Morehead State on the road this coming Saturday. A lot to cover, but we'll do it. The Rick Chamberlain Show. We're coming your way live from Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. You're listening to The Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
And welcome back here to Milano's and Brown Street, your home of the Rick Chamberlain Show, Monday nights during Dayton Flyer football season from 7 to 8, and always a great place to come after the game or for lunch or just give yourself a reason. Come on out here. Great food and beverages and a great place to be with friends and family. Milano's, and they've got their Oktoberfest menu going on now. Some good stuff there. Let's talk football. And the Dayton Flyers now 2-1. They're 1-0 in the Pioneer Football League. 63-43 winners over Presbyterian on Saturday. Let's get away from just the odd things that happen in the game and focus on just that, focus. There was a lot of distractions thrown at your guys, you know, playing situations they'd not seen before, formations that I'm still have a hard time describing. Mm-hmm. Was that as much a factor in winning the game as just what you guys did from a physical standpoint?
Larry, our whole point of emphasis all week was about focus, because Coach Kelly there, I'm sure part of it is he believes in what it can do for his team, these different oddities that he does. But also, I think he does that to disrupt the opponents, to get them out of kilter and get them undisciplined and unfocused there. And so we made sure, we talked about it as a team, that, hey, we can't worry about all those things. We'll just line up. We'll play the way that we know we need to play, both offensively, defensively, special teams. We'll work on some areas there that need a little more emphasis than we normally do, but we're not going to dwell on things that they do that is so different. Let's focus. Let's dwell on the things that we know to do on our team.
Chris Pepe's with us, defensive end, and the Pioneer Football League Defensive Player of the Week for his performance in that win Saturday over Presbyterian. The preparation for this week, you know, did the preparation match what you then saw on Saturday?
Yeah, for sure. Our scout team does a great job during the week showing us different kind of looks. So going into it, we kind of knew what to expect, and then the coaches draw up a great game plan for us. And I think that contributed a lot to how we did on Saturday.
Playing defensive end, how much of a factor is discipline in playing that position?
Yeah, it's everything. Different O-lines are trying to throw a lot of different stuff at you and get you off your keys, and it's a lot about just keeping good with your technique and your eyes and staying in your gap, and then eventually good big plays will happen out of it.
Andrew Holder with us as well, caught one of three Jack Cook touchdown passes in that game, had two catches in the game for the Flyers from that tight end position. And Andrew, you know, what did you see from them defensively that, you know, that you had seen on film? Did they pretty much stick to what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that they were going to come and pressure on every play. It's not something that a lot of teams do, but we knew it would be pretty much every down thing for them. And on film, they got a lot of movement up front. You just kind of had to stick on your tracks, and eventually you'd find somebody to collect or bring over the top, and you just had to move with your feet and keep your hands prepared to strike at all times. And, you know, we obviously had success getting guys blocked up, so we were excited about that.
Yeah, when your quarterback's the offensive player of the week, you guys are doing something good up front. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Coach Chamberlain, you know, speaking of quarterbacks and taking nothing away from Heffley, Ren Heffley, the quarterback of Presbyterian, who's put up some gaudy numbers, it appeared to me that the best quarterback on the field that day was Jack Cook.
And Larry, Coach Kelly on the sideline, he recognized that too. He, at the end of the game, when I got a chance to speak with him there, first thing he said, Coach, your quarterback's outstanding. And he said, and you use them the right way. He said he's something to watch there. And Coach Kelly, I mean, he's coached some very good quarterbacks over his years there in high school, a number of them gone on to FBS football and so forth. So he knows a good quarterback when he sees it. And Jack, it wasn't a perfect day for Jack, but it was a good enough day to help us win the game.
I was impressed with Jack in the fourth quarter of the game. at a time when he really didn't, you know, you had a nice working margin. But what impressed me that he did was that he was smart about his body. He didn't take unnecessary hits. He didn't take any risks, any gambles. He just managed the game, you know, kept, you know, because the only way this Presbyterian was going to come back is if you turn the ball over.
Right.
So he made sure that didn't happen. He also made sure that he was going to be available to play this week.
That's right. And Jack's a savvy football player. He really is. He has a good feel for how things should be done on the football field. For example, Larry, I mentioned earlier about that interception that we made on that fourth down play where we caught it and had it on the 1 or 2 yard line. In the film, you can see Jack Cook on the sideline. This is how engaged he is in the during the game, motioning about knock it down when he saw it was in the air and we had guys by the defenders and all that. So he has a real good feel for what's going on the field and how things should be done at that time. And like you said, he was managing that fourth quarter there.
Well, the leadership shows up in a lot of ways. And one moment that stands out to me, B.K. Donahue has a nice touchdown run. A little bit later, he fumbled. First person that he came up to him after he fumbled was Jack Cook.
Yeah.
And he was just, you know, tell him to keep his head up. And you could tell he was offering some encouragement to the young man.
Yep. That's Dayton players, Larry. They really are. No egos. It's all a team effort. And we care about each other, whether it's a freshman on a scout team to the senior captain. They care about each other. And that's a great example about Jack showing some love to Brian when he probably felt terrible. Because if we have the ball and don't fumble, I mean, it's pretty well going to be over now as we keep driving there. But Jack was there to pick him up, and Brian came in, and later, if you remember, that he was double skinning it there, but he broke away on a big run. He went down after he got the first down. He's saying, hey, I don't want to run and score now, give them the ball back again, so let's use some more time.
All right, Dayton Flyers with that 63-43 win over Presbyterian. And it's on to Morehead State this coming Saturday. We'll take a look at the Eagles also. We're going to learn more about Chris Pepe and Andrew Holderer, not just football stuff. That's all coming up. The Rick Chamberlain Show. We're live at Milano's on Brown Street.
You're listening to The Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Milano's on Brown Street, home of the Rick Chamberlain Show every Monday night, 7 to 8. The Dayton Flyers are 2-1. They are 1-0 in the Pioneer Football League as they'll be on the road this Saturday playing at Morehead State, a 2 o'clock kickoff in Kentucky. And a pregame show with Mike Kelly and me will begin 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. So Dayton off to a good start in league play. It looks, you know, you look at the other scores around the league. Davidson got a win against San Diego. It looks like, you know, there's going to be a lot of teams beating up on each other.
There will be, Larry. I've always said that the PFL, when you look at the top three or four teams, anybody could win the league. This year, I think that's expanded now. I think you look at the top five or six teams that's considered in our league could win it. I mean, you got Valparaiso beating Drake. It's been a long time since that has happened there. And so every week you got to be ready. And so that's why it was so good to get a good start. Dayton always, we have plans and our goals are PFL championships. Got to get that first one to really get some momentum going into the next one then.
Well, the next one's Morehead State, and we'll talk about the Eagles coming up. But right now, want to learn a little bit more about our two student-athletes who are with us, and we'll begin with the elder statesman, Andrew Holderer. You are a senior, from Edwardsville, Illinois. And what's your major at the University of Dayton?
I have a major in pre-dental, and then I have a minor in business.
Okay. I'm assuming that a pre-dental major might want to be a dentist.
That's right.
Okay. That was, not to get in the weeds too much here, but that was what I wanted to do when I was growing up. And I even went so far as for my science fair project, I had my dentist save the teeth that he pulled from people, and I cleaned them up and polished them up, and then I did an experiment about sugarless gum versus regular gum and how it could build up plaque on the teeth. And my friends thought I was the strangest human being ever that I was walking around with a jar of teeth on the bus. So anyway, I applaud your ambitions there. So when you're not studying, when you're not in the weight room, when you're not on the practice field, what's Andrew Holderer do for fun?
Well, I mean, I play guitar. I love watching sports with my friends. I like to get outside, you know, maybe hike a little bit. You know, maybe go outside and throw the football around, play a little bit of bags. Really just depends on the day.
Okay. And guitar player, what's your genre of guitar?
Definitely classic rock, for
okay.
sure. I grew up on that with my dad. He taught me a lot of what I know about music.
Okay. And you're a senior, right? So I don't know. I can't keep track of you guys' eligibility and how much time, if you've got other years in your hip pocket or not, but is this going to be your final year of football, do you think?
Yeah, this is my fifth year, and I've had it in the works for the longest time. I always knew that I wanted to use as much time as I could, and so I've had planned. I'm going to be here till the end of this fall, and then I'm going to have a semester off before I start grad school in 2022. So that's the plan right now. I'm fielding interviews and stuff like that. So it's a really exciting time for me starting my career and stuff.
All right. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Chris Pepe, just getting started at the University of Dayton. What is your major?
I'm going to go into accounting.
You're going to go into accounting. Okay.
Yep.
Now, what attracted you to that field?
Just talking to a lot of, like, business professionals that I've, like, met over the years, I guess. They say that's something that is, like, the business talk of the world, I guess. So I thought that was something that would be, like, very good, and I'm very interested in.
Always enjoyed numbers.
Yeah.
Crunching numbers, things like that. So the same question I asked Andrew, if you're not adding up rows and rows of figures, and if you're not in the weight room or on the practice field, what do you do for fun and relaxation?
I don't know, hanging out with friends, playing cards, maybe some video games here and there, but that's about it.
I like to ask the younger guys that, you know, they're starting to get a feel for college life. What's been a class you have taken that your favorite class so far?
I don't really know. I just really got into, like, my real, like, major classes. So I do like my accounting class a lot, but nothing really that has, like, really grabbed me yet. I really just started, like, in my, like, real major classes.
Okay.
So.
Now, Andrew, you're looking back on a cumulative body of work. Any class that you'll come away from UD saying, that was one I'll always remember?
Well, it's funny because it's not even a class that I took for my major. It was for a minor. It was a business law class taught by Professor Tim Wood. He's a local judge. He actually comes here often for meals and to hang out and watch sports. So me and a couple other guys in my class, we grew a special bond with him. You know, we still keep in touch with him, and he's really invested in how we're doing. And I just think he did a really great job of teaching that class. One of the most fun I've had in the classroom in college.
Well, outstanding. Sounds like both you guys are on the path of some success, beyond football success, which, of course, we certainly hope that you'll have a lot of that between now and November, the end of November. Coach, when you look at these guys, you told a story off the air, but I think it bears repeating for the audience about how Andrew Holderer came to be the tight end now on this football team, and previous to that an H-back.
Yeah, Andrew, as he was mentioning, he really didn't come in as a recruited player for us. He was coming to Dayton. He contacted Coach King and said, hey, I'd like to try out for the team, which we do have tryouts, and it was second semester. So Andrew came in to try out as a linebacker. That's what he played in high school. And so he went through our winter, went through spring football, and I always sit down with every player at the end of spring just to talk about how things have progressed and where they are. And guys who try out, we talk about if they're going to continue with the team or if we feel like it'd be very hard for them to be successful in our program. So when Andrew had my meeting with Andrew there, I told Andrew, I just didn't feel like he had the skills to play the linebacker position here at Dayton, but we really liked his attitude, his work ethic. He had some skills, and we felt like that there was a spot on our football team for him, and we thought the H-back would fit him better than a linebacker position. But it was all about the intangibles of that Andrew brought that we really liked, and it's paid off for us now that he's been with us these years.
Well, Andrew with a couple of catches on Saturday. One was good for a touchdown, one of three that Jack Cook threw for. He also ran for three. Cook, of course, the Offensive Player of the Week in the Pioneer Football League, and the Defensive Player of the Week, Chris Pepe, who's one of our guests here tonight. Andrew's got to go to a meeting, so we're going to let him scoot out, and we're going to take a look at Morehead State and what the Eagles will present as a challenge this coming Saturday. That's all coming up as we continue the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. You're listening to The Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back to Milano's here on Brown Street, your home of The Rick Chamberlain Show. We do this every Monday night from 7 to 8 during the Flyer football season, which is moving right along. Dayton now 2-1 overall. They are 1-0 in the Pioneer Football League, having won their opener against Presbyterian 63-43. While you were dealing with the pale hose, the blue hose rather, on Saturday, Morehead State had the week off. Got an extra week to prepare for the Dayton Flyers as you'll be traveling down to Kentucky to meet the Eagles on Saturday afternoon. Well, now you get to start preparing for them, and what have you seen so far?
Well, they're a typical Morehead team, Larry. First of all, their defense, very physical. Vaughn Taylor, their defensive end, he's good. He's one of the best D linemen in the conference, so we're going to have to handle him. And then offensively, it's wide open. One back set, spread, throw the ball. They'll throw 50, 60 times a game. But they'll run, too. They'll slip the run in there, good running backs. The quarterback's a three-year starter for them. We played against them in 19. And if you remember that game, it was kind of a shootout there. They don't quit. I mean, we had a good three-touchdown lead on them there in the second half, and they just kept coming back. The other scary thing is now is that when Jacksonville dropped their program, their best wide receiver, Bird, who was one of the best in the conference at that time, Jacksonville would only throw the ball 5-8 times a game, but he'd get a couple touchdowns because he just was faster than everybody. Well, when they dropped the program, he transferred to Morehead for the 2020 season. Of course, that was canceled, so here he is, and he's as good as ever, Larry.
It's not the travel is going to be a little bit more manageable than the long bus ride and two hotel and all the stuff that you had to do to get down to Carbondale, Illinois. But your guys have that under their belt. So the experience this time around is not going to be brand new to the guys like Chris Pepe, who is one of those first-time travelers.
That's right. As you talked about, I think on the show there, out of the 62, 46 of them were first-time travelers there. So they have at least been through it, getting on the bus, doing our procedures. What do we do at the hotel before we go to practice? What do we do at practice? What do we do the night before? What's the pregame like on the road there, which is different than it is when you're at home? So they've been through that, so it'll be a lot more natural to them, I think a lot more relaxed to them there. And so I think it'll help our performance with those guys being through it already.
Chris, you got three games under your belt, and you got thrown right into the starting lineup for game one, and then you've got to travel, you've had a travel experience already. Are you starting to feel comfortable and like you've got a routine, something that gives you the structure that makes you feel comfortable?
Yeah, for sure. After week one, it was the nerves had definitely gone down a little bit for every game from then, so it's nice. Going to week four, I feel like I'll be very prepared with the travel schedule as well.
Coach, is it just me, or has your defensive line maybe been one of the more pleasant surprises of this Dayton football team to date?
I think, Larry, that we even talked about this on the pregame show maybe this past week when you were asking about what did I see as far as improvement in areas. And I said our D-line. I thought our D-line coming out of that Southern Illinois game showed us something there against the physicality of that team, holding their ground and not getting pushed around. And on Saturday, I thought they did the same thing as far as their active feet and getting to the quarterback and maybe not sacking him every time, but he got hit a lot of times. There was people in his face. We handled the run. So they're growing, and that's a good thing to see.
And strength in numbers. I mean, you've been playing a lot of people there, and there doesn't seem to be a perceivable drop-off when you're getting a fresh set of legs out
there.
That's
right. And you talk to any college coaches, if you can rotate your defensive front, that makes your defense better. Because of all the positions, they're the ones that are the larger people. They've got big bodies laying on them. It wears them out. And as you said, we've been able to go four different D tackles, four different defensive ends to keep those guys fresh and keep the pressure on the offense.
You know, on the other side of the ball going into the season, you had told me back in August that you really thought, despite the fact that you lost nearly everyone who had caught a pass, I mean, Andrew Holderer, your tight end, was the leading returning receiver on the offensive side of the ball, but you felt real good about your core, your receiving core. Have they in fact, proved to be just that?
They are, and they keep surprising us as far as the guy who steps up, because you really don't know which game, because they are a good pool of talent there. Luke Brenner got his first touchdown on a great post pattern there, and that helps keep your wide receivers fresh also. Jake Coleman made a couple nice catches there, one for a first down there where he snagged it. I thought at first Jack threw it too far outside of him, and Jake's a long-bodied person, and he snagged it, had strong hands there. So that has really kept to what our expectations were back in August, that this was a strong group. But you never know until they start going against other competition. You see them against ourselves all the time. How are they going to do against other types of players on defense? And so far, they have done very well for us.
I thought it was interesting going into that Presbyterian game that their quarterback, Heffley, had completed passes. I want to think upwards of 15, 16 players had caught passes. Yet Jack Cook completed passes to more receivers on Saturday than did his Presbyterian counterpart. I think there was 8 or 9 Dayton Flyers that caught a pass.
Yep, and that just shows you the depth of talent of guys that we have confidence in, that have the speed, have the hands, have the skill to run the patterns to get open. And like I said, if you can have those people rotating in and keeping fresh, that'll wear an offense down, a defense down.
All right, Morehead State coming up on Saturday, a big week of preparation ahead. And Chris Pepe, what is going to be your focus this week in preparing to take on the Eagles?
They have a real big O-line, so definitely staying in your gap and, like, keeping technique and keeping them off you is going to be a huge thing in this upcoming week, especially after playing Presbyterian, which is more of, like, a pass-heavy, like, smaller O-line. Going into this, it's going to be slower, bigger people, so working, like, getting good speed off the ball and working good pass rush moves is also going to be, like, a huge key in this game.
Coach, you got a team that is still evolving. So what are you looking to do this week to not only be prepared to beat Morehead State, but to be a better team in the process?
What we need to do, Larry, is keep working on our timing offensively. We've had good games here, but I think we can even be better. I really do. For longer periods of times, have those consistent opportunities with different groupings and so forth. And defensively, we've got to stop big plays. That's been our killer here these last two games. But Saturday there, I thought we were in control majority of the game, but then, bam, we'd get hit with a big play, and they're right back into it here. So we got to work at getting in better position not to allow the big plays.
All right, Dayton on the road at Morehead State Saturday, a 2 o'clock kickoff, pregame coverage at 1:30. Then we come back here next Monday night, and we'll talk about it then here on the Rick Chamberlain Show at Milano's. On behalf of our engineer-producer here, Alex Schilling, our student-athletes, Andrew Holderer and Chris Pepe, and, of course, the coach, Rick Chamberlain, I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone. Go Flyers.